Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, I'm going to focus in on one thing. How are you filling your CRM? How are you building your audience? How are you getting warm, qualified prospects into your pipeline every single day? See, for a lot of people, it's a question that they really don't have an answer to. It's a question that they don't really even think about. They think about, what do I need to do to make sure that I'm getting sales? And in as good a question as that is, it's actually not the right question. Because if your focus is purely on sales, then you are only going after the people who have the ability to buy from you right now. And that's a lot less than the people who have the ability to buy from you in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, or even a year's time. It's amazing how many people come back to us 3 months, 9 months, 12 months, 18 months, when now the time is right for them to be able to buy. But if we didn't focus on bringing them into our pipeline, if we didn't focus on bringing them into our CRM, then they would have never come to us, because they would not have had the opportunity to be educated, nurtured, or shown our expertise. So we need to change the question. And the question simply needs to be, how are you bringing warm, qualified prospects that have the pain point that you solve, who are looking for a solution, into your CRM? So before I get into that, I just want to remind you, hey, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group, then make sure you click on the link in the description below and come join us. We talk about our 9 accelerators every single day. We've got training. We've got ways for you to be able to grow your networks, to be able to create referral sources, and to be able to build your business through referrals and partnerships. So search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook and come join us right there. Okay, fill in our CRM. Where should we focus? What should we do? How do we do it? Yeah, a lot of times people go, well, I'm going to spend money on SEO and get on the front page of Google. Okay, good. By being on the front page of Google, what's that going to do for you? Well, a lot of people would go, well, I hope that it allows people to see my website. It allows people to see what I do. And then they're going to send me an email or phone me. Yep, logic. However, that taking place can only take place by the person who is ready to buy right now, and that is it. But I'm going to run Facebook ads. Okay, good. Where are you running ads to? What are you hoping the person that sees the ad does? So every time you do some sort of channel, you're some sort of marketing channel, the question has to be, how am I building my CRM and audience from this channel? So when I look at this month's activities for us, and we constantly are looking, are we doing activities that fill our CRM? We have a performance indicator. And every single month, we know if we can bring in another 100 people, we will always make sales. We will make sales immediately, and we'll make sales down the track when those people become ready to buy. So one of our big referral accelerators is build referral sources. And we get our referral sources, our partners, to promote our guide, to promote our monthly training. Because that gives us warm, qualified people, their names, their emails, for us to continue to educate and nurture. We don't just simply hope that our partners might find somebody to introduce us to. That's like the cherry on top. That's the bonus. But we want things for our partners to be able to do, just like we do for them, that's going to keep bringing people into our CRM for us. We create joint venture gift partners. And our joint venture gift partners fill our pipeline each day, because every time they get a client, they give a little bonus and we get a prospect. So there's two simple ways of being able to fill our CRM. We do things through speaking, through our social posts, through different events that we run, through our Facebook group, growing our social numbers. See, everything we have in that first column, our CRM column, and we have three columns within our monthly marketing plan. CRM column, how are we bringing people into our CRM? How are we building that audience? How are we getting warm, qualified prospects into our pipeline every single day? Then we have the educate column. How are we turning those people from being a red person, I'm not really ready yet, to a yellow person, I'm ready with just a couple of questions or obstacles, to a green person, let's go, let's do it. Because unless you've got a way to educate and nurture, you can't move someone from being red to yellow to green. And the third column, how are we asking? See, your marketing has three distinct areas to focus in on. And if all you're doing is running Facebook ads or SEO or pay-per-click or turning up to networking events, you're only doing a third of really what your marketing should be doing overall to ensure you're getting sales calls booked in, you're making sales, you're picking up new business, you're growing your business. And that's why so many people fall down, is because this simple little one page, they don't have a clear plan on. Therefore, they definitely can't execute on it. So on our little one page, we just have a list. What do we do that directly affects that performance indicator for that column? It's part of our five growth dials. And how many people we bring into our CRM each month is an important number for us to know. So what do you do right now that brings people into your CRM? Do you have a CRM? Customer relationship management system. Do you know how many people you bring in each week, each month? Does it meet the number that you want to bring in? Now, it doesn't matter if you're only wanting 2, 3, 4 clients a month. You should still be bringing in 50, 60 people into your CRM, because you never know when you want to grow. You need people around you. It's a sellable asset. Data. It ensures that making sales becomes easy when you've got lots of people to talk to. So it constantly has to be a focus. If you look at your column and you only have one or two things that you're doing to bring people into your CRM, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Because what happens if that one or two things change? Google changes their algorithms for SEO every second month. Happens if Facebook ads becomes too expensive for you to use anymore. Happens if we go through a pandemic and you can't go to networking events. See, things will always change. But if you've got multiple channels, then it doesn't matter. You can ride out that storm while you can't go to networking events, because you've got another 4 things that you can do. It doesn't matter if the algorithm changes and all of a sudden you're a month off the front page of Google, because you've got another 4 things that you can rely on. If you're just constantly relying on one or two things, you're just asking for trouble. So as you're listening to this, what is it that you need to be doing? What activities should be sitting on this month's marketing plan for you that brings people into your CRM and allows you to build an audience, allows you to create a warm, qualified pipeline of prospects that you bring in every single day? Because without it, sales becomes hard. You pretty much have to go and find people who are ready to buy right now, and that's it. And that's difficult to do. So if all this is a little bit new to you, that's fine. Make sure you jump over to our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group. Search the Million Dollar Referral Network in Facebook or click on the link in the description below. And come and see how to grow your business through referrals, through your networks, through partnerships every single day. Business is not hard when you are around the right people. Finding the right knowledge is not hard when you are around the right people. It's about changing the environment so you can change the things that you know, so therefore you can change the things that you do. And when you do that, business becomes so much easier. If you'd like some help building your million-dollar referral system, implementing the 9 accelerators into your business, growing your business every single month because you've got new people coming into your CRM, you've got a way to educate and nurture those people, you've got a way to be booking in sales calls, then just simply reach out. Find us on one of our social platforms. Shoot us an email. Jump into our Facebook group. Leave us a comment. There's lots of ways that you can simply just reach back out to get help building your million-dollar referral system and growing your business without having to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on paid marketing every single month. Big takeaway from today: what are you doing that fuels your CRM every single day? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Because once you ask yourself that question, you've now got the ability to start doing the right activities that are going to ensure that you've got warm, qualified prospects in your pipeline to speak to every single day. Make sure you subscribe to us on our YouTube channel, on iTunes, on Spotify, and never miss an episode of our Get More Referrals Today podcast. Till next time, take care. I look forward to speaking to you real soon. See you later, everyone.